Patilia, a kind of basket which is used for holding dried figs, tameo can become tome. However, vachasina, a basket which is used for storing clay, tahira is not able to become tome. Since this basket was very weak, and although it was able to hold the clay, it was not able to be moved whilst the clay was still inside. It would simply break, and so it's not fulfilling that condition that it be something that can be carried and moved about, both whilst empty and while it is full, and because of that it is not able to become tome. Signos shel olim, very small baskets which are shaped in a similar way to mini bowls and are used for covering fruits, but they're used very temporarily. They were usually not really used more than once, equivalent to, I guess, disposable bowls. And because of that, they lack the significance to be considered a kli, and to hoyos, they are not able to become tome. Shamutzorin. If they are made from palm branches, then tomatoes, they can become tome because they were usually used multiple times, and they are able to hold things. Now, we have learned previously that it's not enough that a kli be able to hold and contain things, but it needs to be designated for such a purpose. So why is this item able to become tome? Its purpose and function is for covering things, not for holding and containing things inside of them. We're going to understand that this is also used, at least on occasion, to actually hold things inside as a bowl. So that condition is fulfilled, and it can become tome. A chosol, which is essentially made up of leaves of a palm tree, which are woven together, and it's used to hold dates inside of them, and the Mishnah says that you put things in and you take them out. What does that mean? It means that you place the dates in before they are fully ripened, and then you seal most of this shut. You possibly complete the weaving of these leaves together with just a small opening, just about large enough to allow the dates to come out of the basket when they will be ripe. And they are left in there for quite some time until they fully ripen, and then the dates would be removed via that small opening in this kind of basket. And the Mishnah is talking about such a basket, such a woven container that would be reused, presumably. It wasn't something that was just used once and then thrown away. And because of that, it is significant enough to become tome. However, then Eino Yochal Jekra Enu, if he's not able to get the dates out at the end of the ripening process, unless he tears it open, or he unties it, that would mean that it would be pretty much disposable. He would not keep it and reuse it, and because of that, it's not significant enough to be considered a kli, and tahar, it cannot become tomei. Mishnah Vov, kasya shel zoye granos, gloves which are used by those who winnow the grain at the threshing floor. Winnowing is a procedure by which they would throw the grain, which is mixed up with chaff, which is the unwanted part of the plant. They would throw that in the air, and the part which they wanted, the actual grain, was heavier than the chaff. So that part would drop back downwards, whereas the chaff, which was the unwanted part of the mixture of the grain, would be blown away in the wind. And that was an efficient way of separating out the chaff and the rest of the grain that they did want. Be as it may, they would use gloves in order to protect their hands, and also in order to be able to grip onto whatever tool they were using much more firmly. Shel holchei drochim, gloves which are used by people who go on a journey and use walking sticks, and once again, in order to grip onto the walking stick in a better way, they would use gloves. Shel osei pishton, on those who process flax, and they would use sticks to hit the flax plants. And once again, they would have gloves in order to grip these sticks properly. Tameo, these gloves can become tome, because very interestingly, this is considered to be something that can contain and hold things. Its whole function is in order to be able to hold on to something else. Although it's not a regular container, this is enough to be considered a base kibble, something that can hold and contain things. On the other hand, Aval Shel Tzaboyim v'Shel Napochin, gloves which are used by dyers and those who process metal, a blacksmith, they would work right next to a very hot fire and they would sweat, and in order to stop their hands just dripping with sweat, they would wear these gloves, but the purpose of the gloves was not in order to grip onto something more firmly, and therefore, to hoyo, those gloves cannot become tome. Rabbi Yosef says, Ashel Gorosis Kreitzvahen, gloves used by people who grind beans are similar to them in that they cannot become tome, because those are also used for preventing their hands from dripping with sweat and going onto the beans. although they would sweat to a smaller extent than those who worked next to a hot fire. The purpose of the gloves was in order to prevent the sweat from dripping onto the beans, and therefore it is not something that can become Tommy. Zaklo, this is the rule with regards to gloves. Ha'osu lekabolo, those which are made for holding onto something, and even if it's for the sake of protecting oneself from being cut by the stick, at the end of the day, you're using the gloves to grasp onto a particular part of that stick in order that you hold only onto there. Tome, it can become tome. That's considered to be something that can hold things, whereas mipnei hazeah, if one is wearing those gloves because of the sweat, in order that the sweat doesn't just drop from his hands, tahar, it cannot become tome. Mishnah Zayin, this Mishnah is going to list many, many different kelim, all made out of wood or leather, and define whether they can become tome or not. Hamalkut shel bokar, a piece of leather which is placed over the eyes of an animal when it is ploughing in the field in order to prevent it from seeing and getting distracted from the work in the field. V'hachasim shaloi, and the muzzle which is placed on the mouth of the animal. V'hamadof shel dvorim, and a piece of leather which is placed outside of a beehive in order to cause the bees to leave the beehive when the person is interested in getting the honey from there. He would place a piece of leather outside the beehive together with some dung of an animal, and he would essentially set fire to it in order to produce smoke, which would cause the bees to fly away, and then he would be able to obtain the honey. The hamanofa, and a piece of leather which is used as a fan, harilu tohirin, these four items cannot become tome, because obviously they haven't got a kli kibble, they're not able to hold and contain things, and the point of the mission is that they're not considered to be even in the form which is similar to a kli, such that midrabbanan they would be able to become tome. Rather, even on a rabbinic level, they are fully pure, they cannot become tome. The status of the remaining long list of kelim in this Mishnah is based on the rule which the Mishnah is going to bring at the end of this Mishnah, and that is that a item which in terms of itself, it's flat, it can't contain or hold anything, however, it is designated to serve a different kli which can become tome. It's considered to be totally secondary and really a part of a larger kli which does have the status of a kli. The rule is that if it serves that kli both when the kli is being used and when it's not being used, in that case, even this part of the kli would be considered something that can become tome, even when it's not attached to the rest of the kli. And the Mishnah will bring many, many examples of this. Kisui shel kufsa, the covering of a small box used for holding jewelry, tome can become tome, since both when the jewelry box is filled with jewelry and when it is empty, the lid is placed on top of it. So the lid serves that kli, that utensil that can hold things, always, both when it is used and when it's not being used, and therefore it can become tome. Kisui kamtara, however, the cover of a larger box used for storing clothes, it was never really placed on this larger box unless the box was being used to store clothes, and because of that, tohar, it cannot become tome, because it's not considered to be a permanent fixture to such an extent, since it's not always put on top of the box. Continues the Mishnah now, the rest of the examples are things that cannot become tome because they are not always used together with that larger kli, and therefore when they are not attached to the rest, to the larger kli, we are not able to view them as a part of that kli that would be able to become tome. Kisui teva, the cover of a kind of chest. Kisui teni, a cover of a large basket. The teni is a basket that's been mentioned a few times in the Mishnayos. These covers were only used when the chest or the basket were being used, and therefore it cannot become tome unless it's actually attached to the kli. If any of these things are attached to the actual kli, then of course they can become tome. The discussion is when they're not attached. Amachbe shel charash, a press which is used by a carpenter to press wood and to flatten pieces of wood which are not fully flat. This doesn't serve any kli at all, and therefore certainly it cannot become tome. V'akeseh shetachas hateva, a kind of leather rug which is placed underneath a chest or a box in order to prevent the bottom of the chest from becoming wet or moldy. So it's there to serve that box, it's protecting it. However, that was only necessary and it was only done when the chest was actually being used, not when it wasn't being used at all to store things. V'akimrein shelah, and the piece of material that formed a kind of canopy over the box. Again, this is only the case when the box is being used, and therefore it cannot become Tome. But Anglin shall say fair. A protective case of a scroll, which was not something that could really... It wasn't a proper container. It wasn't closed enough on three sides to be considered a container. And we're going to understand that it was only really used when the scroll was being used to read from. When you would open it up slightly, you would place it on top and inside of this protective case. And since the case is only used when the scroll is being used, it's not considered to be a permanent enough fixture and part of this kli to be able to become tome if it's not actually attached to it. Beis HaNeger, a protective case of a door bolt, Beis HaMantel, or a protective case of a lock, or Beis HaMezuzah, or that which would be a protective case for a mezuzah. We're talking about cases which are used when the bolt or the lock or the mezuzah are not actually being used. And once again, we're going to understand that they are not things that can hold things properly. And therefore, the only way they can become tome is if we consider them a fixed part of this other kli. But since they are only there to be used when the kli is not being used, it therefore cannot become tome. Here it's even worse. It's not just that they're used only when the main kli is being used. They're used only when the main kli is not being used. When the bolt is not being used, then it's stored in here. So certainly it cannot become tome. Retik nevolin, retik kinoyos, protective cases of lyres and harps, different instruments. These were used not for holding the instruments, but rather for protecting them. And once again, they're not closed enough to be considered a holder and a container in and of themselves, and they are only used for protecting these instruments when the instruments are not being used, and therefore certainly they cannot become tome. V'ha'emum shel gudli litznafais, a wooden form of a head which was used by people who would make scarves to be wrapped around one's head, possibly turbans. So this doesn't have any container, and therefore it cannot become tome. The hamarkov shel zamar, a wooden horse used by somebody who would be an entertainer. Revius shel aloyes, a kind of instrument used by a woman who would wail and cry at funerals in order to arouse people to cry about the person who had died. Ugunoi genes he'oni, and an umbrella used by a poor person. It can't contain and hold anything. V'samoichis hamita, that which was placed underneath a bed in order to support the bed frame, or tfus shel tefillah, the mold which was used for making the box of tefillin, the im shel ose susos, a wooden form of half a person's body which was used for sewing and weaving clothes around it, tara'il tahirin, all of these kalim cannot become tome. They're not considered to be kalim, because they cannot hold things themselves, and they're not considered to be a permanent part of a kli that can become tome. And Zeak Halom Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said the following rule, which applies to the vast majority of the kelim which are mentioned in this list. Kol meshamshei meshamshov shel odom, anything which serves something which is a kli that is used by a person, b'shas melacha v'shaloi b'shas melacha, both when that item, that kli, is being used, and when it's not being used, tome, it can become tome. But v'chol she'enu ela b'shas melacha, if it's only used and it only serves the main kli when the main kli is actually being used, and its function is being fulfilled, then tohar, the item which is serving that other kli, cannot become tome. Mishnah Ches, the final Mishnah of the Perek, also continues to talk about different cases. Like many of the examples in the previous Mishnah, Tik HaSayif, a case of a sword for keeping a sword inside of it, V'Asakin, or the case of a knife, V'Apigyon, or the case of a double-edged knife used as a weapon, Tik Misperes, the case of a Misperes, which is a kind of tweezers, or Misperayim, or scissors, V'Ata'ar, or razor, the case of any of these items, Tik Mikroil, case in which the instrument used for applying makeup on one's eyes was placed, uvesa koichal, the case in which the small container of eye makeup was placed, tik machtev, the case of a tool that was used for writing on a wax tablet. The wax tablet, as we've seen previously, was similar to today's whiteboard, in which you could carve letters and then you would be able to smooth over the wax, and then once again use this tool to carve into the wax. Or truntek, a case which is made up of many different parts for placing different tools. tools and instruments, small instruments inside Tik Tavla, the case of a metal tablet which was placed into that case, or skirtia, or a wooden board or tablet that was placed in this case, Besa Chitzim, that which is used for holding regular arrows, Besa Pogoshois, or something used for holding different special arrows which were wider than normal arrows, Har Elu Tmein, all of these things can become Tomei because they are regular containers that can hold things. Tik Simponia, a case of a Simponia, which is a sophisticated flute that we came across in Perek Yud Aleph. Bizman Shunosimil Mala, in a case where he places the flute into this container from above the container, from above the case. Then we view it as a proper container, and Tomei can become Tomei. However, if it's the kind of case that the flute is placed into it mitzidai from its side, it's sort of unzipped, and you cover over the flute from the side, then Tohar, it's not able to become Tomei. And this is an important differentiation between a case and a container to something which is considered to just be a cover. If the flute is placed in it from the side, then it's the kind of thing that we view as covering the flute as opposed to holding the flute, and therefore Tohar would not be able to become Tomei. And likewise, Tik Chalilim, the case of a regular, less sophisticated flute, Rabbi Yehuda Metahem, Rabbi Yehuda Metzidai, Rabbi Yehuda says that it cannot become Tomei because he places it into the case from its side. We're going to understand that the previous part of the Mishnah is also specifically according to Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas the Chacham argue on both of these cases, and they say at the end of the day, it is still being held and contained by this case. Chipri ho'alov, the cover of a club, a weapon, hakeshes, or of a bow and arrow, v'haromach. The keshes refers to the bow part, v'haromach, or the cover of a spear, ha'ilu tahorin. These cannot become tome because they are not containers and cases, but rather covers. Ze'aklol, this is the rule, ha'osu le'tik. That which is made as a bag, as a container, as a case, Tomei, that can become Tomei, but l'chipoi, if it is made as a cover, then Tohar, it is not able to become Tomei.